It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Now, last Friday, Tipperary pensioner Sean Meehan, who has been prosecuted for failing to obey enforcement notices over a log cabin he built on his own land, has had his case adjourned until next June. To see how he's doing, I'm delighted to say Sean Meehan once again joins me. Good morning to you, Sean.
Good morning, Patricia, and your listeners down there in Mallow.
Great to have you on the programme. Now, you went with your bags packed. Were you expecting to be taken to Limerick Jail on Friday, Sean?
Absolutely, 100%, Patricia. The ruling, the way the judge put it all together, I thought there was no coming down from this, so I packed whatever I thought I would need. I wasn't sure what I would need, to be quite honest, but I said, look, I'll take the basics, and then my family can bring me over the remainder of the stuff, whatever I need. But that was the way my mindset was. I was going to jail.
But that all
changed in a very short period of time.
Was that a difficult thing to pack? I'm trying to even think of what goes through your mind to pack a bag.
The night before, I never really slept. This is honest. I walked about here and I just said to myself, what am I going to do here? And then I just started to put stuff together, what I thought I would need. So I'd done all that. So then the time came to go to the court and I got my mindset then. I said, okay, if this is the way it's going to pan out, this is the way it's going to pan out. And I set my mindset on that. I had my bag and I said, look, I walked in there with my head. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't go into somebody's old folks and beat them up and take their life savings. I said, all I'd done here was try to provide a roof, basic right as a human being over my own head. And if they are prepared to send me to jail for this, so be it. It's wrong. But look, the law is the law, as the judge told me.
Okay, so you go into court and the judge adjourns until June. Can you explain why that all happened?
I don't know. I think with the amount of people that was out there when he arrived. Now, I must say we kept it all, and I had stressed that from day one with this, that it was a peaceful demonstration. I didn't want any messing about to any of the officials, the judge, or anybody coming in. And in fairness, there was none, and the guards were helpful to everybody there. There was no bother. So judge arrived on. I was called to go in. They let a certain amount of people in. There was a lot of people there for whatever reason. I suppose they didn't want them in there, so they shut the doors down. So the reporters and stuff were there. They had their notepads out all ready to go. And then in 2 seconds flat, the judge's ruling was that I will come back to court on the 6th of June and I have to apply to Tipperary County Council for retention planning.
Okay, now you applied for retention planning in the past, didn't you?
I did. Now, this is my problem. I did. I applied for retention planning for 5 years just to give me a chance to try and figure out which way I was going with this. They refused it. So the architect said, Sean, we'll go again and we'll put indefinite full planning. We'll run that by them. We done that. Exactly the same paperwork I got back from the first time to say no. Aesthetically, social and economic need, devaluing the properties in the area. So my panic with this now is that with the media attention, was this a kind of an opt-out policy they had that when they realized there's so much going on with this, that they would say, okay, Sean, come back on the 6th of June, and then the whole thing was, I couldn't go with this if this be the scenario we're going looking at. I don't know what has changed now from all along.
And what's your architect's view? Is he hopeful you'll be granted planning?
He is hopeful. I think the precedent, I don't think there was ever any of these given planning permission by Tipperary County Council. But I think they gave planning permission on the 23rd of February to one in Anacarty. So now we had a precedent that there is one. Okay. One out there now that Tipperary County Council. So what we're trying to do is the architect is trying to check out the planning on that application and find out, is there some tweaks we can do with what I have that will work with them to try and get me over the line with this?
And
I think he is a meeting with them today, I think, if I know rightly.
And have you had any sort of engagement with the council since the last court date?
They said to me that I was now on a housing waiting list, but they didn't have any accommodation for me at the moment. They also said I was on something called a HAP scheme, which I'm not sure what that is.
That just pays your rent. That will help pay your rent. But the problem here is you don't want to move, Sean.
No, it is. And then on the Wednesday, I think, before the court, I had an appointment with a girl in Tipperary County Council, the homeless division. So I went to the appointment and I said to the girl, with all due respect to you, like, I have a home and I'm so happy where I live here. And she said, well, I understand that, but we're trying to help you with this. I said, well, one hand doesn't seem to know what the other hand is doing. One side of this building is trying to make me homeless. Now I have an interview with you. All due respect to you, it's your job. I have no issues with that whatsoever. But you're trying to look after me when I am homeless. But I said, I have a home. It's on my own land. I have all the services. So she said, look, Sean, I know the case. What are you going to do when you come out of jail? You'll need our services then. Well, I said, well, no, I have a site. If they take down my home, I'll just put a tent up and I'll start all over again. I think it's a basic right to have a roof over your head, and they're trying to take this away from me.
Goodness, it really is heartbreaking. And I remember when I last spoke with you, you were afraid to almost leave your home for fear demolition would happen while you were out. Are you still living with that kind of daily fear, Sean?
Yeah, well, I think I got a kind of a stay of execution, I call it, till the 6th of June. But as far as I'm thinking, it's just to kick the can down the road. And then, like, I, without a doubt, on Thursday morning, without the amount of people and the media attention yourselves that were at Cashel Courthouse for me in support of me, I undoubtedly would now be sitting having porridge in Limerick Jail instead of sitting here in my own cabin having a nice cup of tea talking to you. People power in the end of the day. I think the judge realised that this is not good. If I send this man to jail for putting a roof over his head, it's going to have repercussions.
And are you continuing to hear from other people in the same situation as yourself, not just locally, but from all over the country?
No, I spoke to a guy from Cove, Michael from Cove, and he's been going through this for 12 years.
Oh, wow.
And now he's in the same situation that they now have him, I think on the 20th of this month, he's in court with an enforcement notice or facing the prospect of jail for the same thing, to trying to put a roof over his head. So my idea was then, I said, look, if I can break this and people are allowed to do this, why shouldn't we be allowed to do it with the rent and the housing crisis the way it is? And your listenership and all, I say for younger people coming down the line that get a good education in this country, now they come out of the education system, they're doctors, they're nurses, professions that we need here in this country, but they can't find accommodation. So it's going back to the bad old days, the emigration, that they will head off America, Australia, or wherever. It's a very bad system. You can't get on it. I think councils, I think about 30,000 it is, like, for to get the planning up and running. And then the normal houses, nobody can afford a house now in Ireland. And they can't afford to rent a house. So I don't know where this is all going to end. I think the younger generation would have to take a stand with me on this, because they are the next generation coming down the line. And they're your sons, your daughters. They're all going to find themselves either paying exorbitant ransom or never owning a home in their own country or emigrating.
And like, you're not accepting or saying, Sean, that people should be allowed to build just willy nilly wherever they want to. But
no,
what you're saying is individual cases should be looked at.
Yeah, I've said this from day one. Like, nobody should just be bang up pallet somewhere and build up something in a very not a great area or whatever. Talking other people, but if it's done and done right, I don't see with the housing situation why they can't do this, but it's okay for them to do it. This is what I can't. They can't be one law for them, being the government, and one law for Sean Meehan, to say that I'm a blight on the society here because I live in this little this log cabin here in Tipperary.
You're talking about the modular homes that the government have been allowed to build for Ukrainian refugees, and they don't need any planning for it at all. And there are also, Sean, so many people who are living in modular homes and these wooden cabins that the council know nothing about. There are people living in fear, waiting for what has happened to you and to that gentleman in Cove. They're fearful that the same thing will happen to them.
Yeah, absolutely. I've spoken to people at the court, and they sneak in and out through a different entrance and stuff like that. They have no roadway into the thing. I spoke to one lady, she's four children, and she's afraid of her life that they come out, or somebody for some reason unknown to themselves will report her. And she finds herself then in the same situation as me. And then she will go through all this with four children. Like, the system is broken. Like, the laws were written back in Methuselah's time. They have to now go with the situation in Ireland as it stands today, that the housing thing is 14,000, 4,000 children. Yet they said a couple of weeks ago they were allocating 5 million for housing. I don't know where this is all going. It's
okay.
Wrong.
And how are you doing? I mean, the stress of all of this, Sean, has got to
I
be
think
getting.
I think I've aged about 5 years and 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's tough going. It's tough going like that. As I said to you, what is the point of it all, to make this example of me and all the other people down the line? I spoke to a girl, a nurse in Dublin, and she was at a one-bedroom apartment was €2,800. Now, take it in mind, she's helping other people. So she was staying on couches with other nurses and stuff in the hospital. So somebody, one of the other nurses, had a little back garden, and they put a little tiny modular home, one-bedroom thing in for her. And she was over the moon. Now she can stay there, and she's grand. 1 month, somebody contacted the authorities, and now she had the local council, whatever, in that area, onto her. Now, you take it. Why would she then stay in this country? She would say to herself, well, okay, I can't live here. I've trained here. I have a profession that we need. So now I go to Australia.
Well, she'll be able to afford like, her accommodation.
It's wrong. It's wrong. We should try and keep our own people here. Our education system is brilliant. And as I said, the younger generation coming up, they should take a stand also with me and say, like, this is going to affect us down the line. Like, it's, Jesus, fair bet in a country where you will never own a house. Like, landlords, I think it's, at the end of the day, a lot of it is down to money. Developers, fees for everything. An average house coming out at 250,000. Who can afford to buy one of these?
No, particularly for first-time buyers, it's impossible. Okay. All right, so the 6th of June, and hopefully between now and then something will get sorted, and you know the best thing would be that you get your retention planning. And just one final question, Sean. Have you a lot of legal costs from all of this?
Yeah, I've paid for this, as I said, all the way along the line. Architects, engineers, everything. I've done this all the way down. As I said, I didn't do this for anything else rather than to save my home. So I paid for it myself. But I like the guy in Carrick, I think they ran him up to 12,000 in legal fees. So he had no choice. He took it down and sold it. He couldn't go any further. So if they don't catch you through the court, they'll catch you on legal fees. And they'll run you into the ground. They've got the money, they've got the backing, because as I said, I'm just the underdog taking these people on. So they will run me into that scenario like him and Carrick, 12 grand. Now he's had to pull the plug on it. So now he's out. That's another one out. Now they come on to me. Who's next after me?
Well, hopefully something good will come out of this. And you're a very brave man, Sean. We'll give you that. Listen,
I don't know about that. I just think to myself, I think it's stubbornness. And I think when I realized that there's so many same people positioned the same, like that lady upset with two children, I said, look, if I can take a stand on this and do some good for other people down the line, and if this all pans out for me, I will help other people. And the website we have with Keith O'Brien, which is doing an excellent job, without his help, it wouldn't have ever gone out this far.
Okay.
Listen, so if we can help other people, we will do that.
You look after yourself, Sean, and we'll keep in contact with you, okay?
Okay, thank you for your help.
God bless. Take care. That is Sean Meehan joining us from his little log cabin, which is still standing in New Inn, 6th of June, the adjournment of the case.